There's clearly no jet lag for the Red Sox from their West Coast road trip as they began their 9-game homestand with a very good 6-1 win over the Oakland Athletics on Tuesday night. Welcome to the Locked On Red Sox podcast. As always, thank you for making Locked On Red Sox your first listen of every single day. I am your host, Nessens Lauren Campbell, 7 years in the Boston media business, born and raised in the Boston area. Lifetime Red Sox fan, much like my co-host, Massachusetts Pirates team insider Jake Ignaszewski. We're going to break down today's Tuesday's game about Nick Pivetta once again turning in a dazzling start. We're going to talk about the offense. JD Martinez and Rafael Devers just continue to tear it up. Rob Ruffschneider making the most of his recent recall to the Boston Red Sox from Worcester. And Chris Sale opens up about why he had a medical setback. So enough of this. Let's just get into it.
You are Locked On Red Sox, your daily Boston Red Sox podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
So there's a lot of good to take away from Tuesday's win over Oakland, but for me, I think this is Nick Pivetta. Now, he's been absolutely amazing his last few starts, especially in his last 8 games. His last 8 games, he is just absolutely dominated on the mound, really providing the Red Sox a chance to win. But on Tuesday, I mean, honestly, I wrote in my show notes here, just give the guy the Cy Young. Obviously joking here, but he continues to just absolutely sling it for the Red Sox. 8 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned run, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. It's his 6th win over his 7th start. First pitcher since Chris Sale to throw multiple outings of at least 8 innings. Sale did that in 2019. And Pivetta joins Nestor Cortes, Aaron Nola, Justin Verlander, Logan Webb, and Jameson Taillon as the only pitchers with 2 starts of 8-plus innings. Sandy Alcantara has 5. That's from the Boston Globe's Alex Speer. So he's just obviously ripping it up. But Nick Pivetta, just absolutely, we've talked about him before doing a complete 180. And now he's just on this war path to just continue to really hold this rotation together.
If April never happened, this man would be the leader of the Cy Young race. And, yes. You know, I couldn't agree more with what you said. You know, I was watching the game while at the Woo Sox tonight, and I looked up at the TV, and I'm like, he's still in the 8th inning? I couldn't believe it. You know, he just looks so much more confident on that mound. He looks like a giant up there and just dominates the zone. And it really is crazy how much of a 180 this guy has made, but it's just been so impactful for this Red Sox rotation when they need it most, especially right now.
Yeah, without a doubt, they definitely need it now. And Vogt was the only person to really give Pivetta trouble. He drew 2 walks from Pivetta during the game and also had a home run in the 8th inning. So that was his really only hurdle, we'll call it. And Pivetta had 90 pitches through 7 innings, almost had 70 innings through 7 innings. And Alex Cora was seen going over to him and was like, hey, like, how do you feel? Do you want the 8th? And Pavetta's like, give me the 8th. I want the 8th. And the 8th he had. And over Pivetta's last 8 starts, he's 6-1 with a 1.83 ERA, 54 innings pitch, only gave up 31 hits, and his walk to strikeout ratio is 12-51. So I think that just kind of paints the entire picture overall for what Pivetta's done, not just in his last 8 starts, but really just like the month of June and then dating back to May.
Right. And when you just said Steven Vogt, I had to look at the date and remind myself this is 2022 and we're seeing Steven Vogt in an Oakland A's uniform.
Yes,
I don't remember. He was insane with the A's from 2013 to 2017. Pretty crazy that he's still back in that uniform. But yeah, I mean, Pivetta was just so dominant and he really gave a much needed break to that Red Sox bullpen. We only saw Phillips Valdez go out there for the Sox to fill in for Pivetta for that 9th inning. But, you know, it's been really nice to see him continue churning out these great starts. And, you know, we did see this from him a little bit last season of only allowing 2 or 3 hits. And it's been really nice to see him continue to improve. It seems like every single start. And, you know, it didn't really look like this at the start of the season, but it looks like we were kind of right, Lauren, with him being a breakout candidate.
Yeah, absolutely. We look pretty good right now. There's still a lot of baseball left to be played, but if Pivetta can continue this trend, we look pretty darn smart, if I do say so myself. The starting pitching overall has just been fabulous for the Red Sox, and they've really helped Boston go 10-2 in the month of June, and hopefully that trend continues Wednesday. And after the game, Alex Cora said that it will not be a bullpen day, but he would not name a starting pitcher, which is not uncommon. Cora will try to keep it coy, and if he doesn't know who his starter is, he'll keep that coy until it's time to release the lineup. And it got me thinking, could Josh Winkowski maybe make a spot start? Maybe Tanner Houck? I do not want Tanner Houck to do that. I like the role he's in right now, but it could be very interesting against a really struggling Oakland A's team. You're not going to go to the bullpen day, which I think speaks to the trust in the bullpen. And or the lack of, who knows, but they do have some options here.
They do have a lot of different options. I would not be surprised if it's Winkowski. He has pitched very well since he made his major league debut against the Baltimore Orioles back in May. Looking at stats over two starts in Worcester, pitched 11 innings, striking out 9 batters. Did allow 5 earned runs over 12 hits, but I'm curious to see if the Red Sox do give him another chance in the majors for this spot start. But one guy who, if he didn't pitch on Tuesday night in Connor Siebold for the Woo Sox, I think that he definitely deserves the opportunity to be called up very soon. I mean, he was masterful for the Woo Sox on Tuesday, pitching 5 scoreless innings, only allowing 3 hits and striking out 5. And he's done that time and time again for the Woo Sox throughout this season. And I'm honestly surprised that Siebold hasn't gotten an opportunity ever since we saw him make one start last season.
Yeah, and I know that he's been battling some injuries, and they probably just want to get him a little more stretched out and get him the proper reps before he gets called up and potentially gets shelled or has an outing like a Josh Winkowski in his major league debut, where it wasn't awful, but it wasn't the best. But yeah, if he didn't pitch Tuesday, I think he would have certainly been a candidate. He's looked really, really good of late. And the Red Sox as a whole have looked really good of late. And Jake asked you what your thoughts were on the win tonight or on Tuesday from the Locked On Red Sox Twitter account. And for a last minute tweet, you all rock, because we got some pretty good answers. Mark Pacelli, my BFF, Mark Pacelli, sorry, Mark, I just butchered your last name, and co-host of the Snipe and Sully pod with me. All he said was, "I love Nick Pivetta." Same. I mean, I think we all love Nick Pivetta at this point. Sean, loyal listener, Pivetta has become the glue of this rotation, absolutely dominant. And I think that's a good point, because Eovaldi was supposed to be the glue, right? He was supposed to be the ace of the staff. And that's not taking anything away from Eovaldi. He had a rough May ERA-wise. He's injured now. And Pivetta has really stood up. So no shots at Eovaldi there. William Davis, Pivetta is awesome. And Rafi, just can't say enough about. Love where this team is at. Can't wait for them to be all be at a full 100%. Yes. That is, we'll get into Rafael Devers in our second segment of Locked On Red Sox, but I think the theme here for the first few answers is Pivetta, because he's just been awesome. What more can we say about him? Friesen_NE, Story only steps up when he needs to step up. Well, I guess that's better than not stepping up at all. Big Sox guy. I love this answer. The Sox again did what they were supposed to do against a bad team, beat up on them. It's the sign of a really good baseball team and is what playoff teams are supposed to do. Now to keep it up. Heck yeah. That's what I like to hear. And I think that's Amen. A really, really good breakdown, I guess you could call it, that we've talked about this. They need to take advantage of the bad teams. They need to take advantage of teams when they're struggling. And it is a sign. The Red Sox are 33-29 now. You told me that they would be in this position in April. Yes, there's still a long way to go, but they've done such a 180. Sox South said, "This song sums up my feelings about tonight's win, and it's taking care of business." Great tune. Joey with the hot take of the century, Rafael Devers is good. That is piping hot. Right. And Go Pat says, "Pivetta, our pitching ace." So everyone is happy with Pivetta, and I think that's a sign of a lot because people were ready to throw him to the wolves. And we talked about maybe you just put him in the bullpen when Chris Sale comes back. And now it's like, no, Chris Sale will go to the bullpen when Chris Sale comes back. So a lot of good answers. Thank you to everyone who chimed in there. I just love that it's so positive around Pivetta.
Yeah. I did want to mention something, and I realized this while I was at the WooSox game. It's pretty crazy to see two of the guys that the Red Sox got in return for Brandon Workman and Heath Henry from the Phillies. Like, where are those guys? Like, they're doing nothing. And now we have Nick Pivetta going eight innings, only allowing three hits. And same with Connor Seaboat having a masterful game. It's, as I always say, actually, I haven't said that in a little bit. In Heim, we trust. It's pretty crazy to see how well this return has been playing out for the Red Sox. But I just thought it was kind of crazy that they were both starting on the same night and both had great nights.
Yeah, very, very good nights. And, you know, I don't like to say quickly, or I like to wait like 2 years before I'm like, oh, this team won the trade. The Red Sox 100% won that trade. I think that was probably one that we could probably jump all over pretty quick. But what a move by Chaim. I mean, he's been criticized for some moves or lack of moves that he made, has not made, but this one was a good one. But there was more to this Red Sox game than just Nick Pivetta and the pitching and what could be on Wednesday, and that's the offense. And we will get into that into our second segment of the Locked On Red Sox podcast. But first, Jake wants to tell you about Blue Nile.
So whether you're ready to pop the question or you're celebrating a milestone moment, find jewelry as unique as her with the modern convenience of online shopping at BlueNile.com. And Blue Nile has simple online tools that will let you choose the diamond shape, size, and clarity, as well as setting style. And Blue Nile's bench jewelers will then handcraft her perfect engagement ring, and each ring is one of a kind. So make your moments sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com, and Locked On Sports listeners get $50 off purchases of $500 or more. And this podcast exclusive includes engagement. So use the code Locked On. That's Locked On. Plus, every order is insured, shipped free, and arrives in discreet packaging so that it won't give away what's inside. So shop stress-free and give your forever peace to the one you love most. Go to BlueNile.com today. And also, the ultimate NBA mock draft starts June 16th with over 50 insiders. Nothing equals the ultimate NBA mock draft. The Locked On NBA Big Board Draft experts plus the Odyssey insiders. So the first pick is happening on June 16th. So search Ultimate NBA Mock Draft and follow now so you don't miss a pick.
Crazy to think we're talking about NBA Mock Draft as the finals are continuing to go on. This is the fun thing about sports and basketball in particular. I feel like it's the shortest offseason. It's just, it ends and then it start back up again. So that's certainly going to be fun. Can't wait to check that out. So the Red Sox, as great as Nick Pivetta was, and we could dedicate this entire episode to Nick Pivetta, we do need to talk about the offense. So the Red Sox scored for the first time, for the 11th time in their last 12 games. So scoring first clearly has worked for them. JD Martinez, this is according to the Boston Globe's Alex Speer, who is just an absolute stat king. JD Martinez moved his OPS to 999 when he hit a home run straight away to center field in the bottom of the third inning to give the Red Sox a 3-0 lead. He's now homered in three of the last four games. JD Martinez is quietly having a very successful season. And I don't think anyone has forgotten that he is in a contract year. This is the end of his Red Sox contract. So if he continues this, even though he is on the quote-unquote wrong side of 35 or the wrong side of 30, whatever you want to call it, he's really proving that old man still got it.
Really does. I mean, he looks like, no joke, the prime Detroit Tigers, JD Martinez. Yeah. I mean, even though he was insane in 2018 when he first signed with the Red Sox, He is not looking like anywhere close to 35 years old. And, you know, I mean, my take earlier this offseason of thinking about potentially trading him looks really bad right now.
He heard you. He heard what you said.
He did hear. And yeah, I think he was a little bit threatened. So that's why he's making sure that he's doing really good right now. But I mean, you really can't say enough about both Rafi as well as JD. I mean, it seems like every single day there one of them is hitting a home run. And I'm really curious. I'm actually going to look back on this for May and June. How many games both of them have at least homered once? It has to be at least like 75 to 80% of the games.
Yeah, it probably does. And speaking of Rafael Devers, he hit another home run on Tuesday night. That's now 15 of the season. It was a 3-run blast. I think it was 449 feet, and it gave the Red Sox a 6-0 lead, a very comfortable 6-0 lead. His last 8 games, Devers is batting 300 with a double, 4 home runs, 9 RBI. He went 1-for-5 on Tuesday with the home run, 3 RBI, and 2 runs. Much like JD Martinez, I mean, I wouldn't say quietly having a successful season. A lot of attention is on Devers, but he's having a lot of fun at that plate. He is just showing just how much of an offensive powerhouse he's been, and that he is just truly, this is who he is when it comes to offense.
Couldn't agree more. And, you know, but their dominance offensively is really reflected in the stats. I mean, over the last month or so, the last 30 days, they're ranked second in OBP, just right behind the Toronto Blue Jays with 345. And looking at it right now, have the third best batting average over the last 30 days. And so it's just pretty incredible how hot this offense has been. A complete opposite of what we saw in April. And, you know, the Sox are really going to need those runs when their pitching depth is a little bit lacking right now.
Yep. And someone who potentially could help that is Rob Refschneider, who's had a really successful last 2 games. He's made some great catches, including Tuesday night, but he went 3-for-4 on Tuesday with a run, an RBI, and a stolen base. He's really hitting the baseball really hard. He's really making strong contact. And he had another amazing catch in center field at kind of a weird angle, too. That triangle can get a little weird there. Kept men off base, and it earned a tip of the cap from Nick Pivetta. With Refschneider, though, Alex Cora, could he have some tough decisions to make when Kike Hernandez comes back from the IL? Because it's hard right now if Refschneider keeps this up. It is a small sample size. But there could be, obviously, Kike Hernandez, that's his spot when he comes back. But is Refschneider the one to go back down to Worcester? Or is there going to be somebody else who's the victim of getting optioned?
Yeah, I think, you know, if we were seeing a different sort of Franchi Cordero, I think he would definitely be the one who goes down. But unfortunately, even though with how good Refschneider has been showing over the last few games, I think he will go down. But I think it's him and Duran right now who are the revolving door in AAA right now. If anybody gets injured or if they need some reinforcements, and you know, Refschneider was playing really well down in Worcester before he got called up, hitting 306, 6 home runs, 28 RBIs. And Chad Tracy actually mentioned that both him and Yolmer Sanchez are the leaders of that Wu Sox clubhouse, and do a really good job of being able to hype up the guys and, you know, really mentor some of the younger guys as well. And it's been really cool to see how Refschneider his name has really risen. You know, we heard about him a little bit at the end of spring training, potentially as the third outfielder, but it's been nice to see him continue to pile on, you know, his good reputation in Red Sox Nation, and continue to show why he deserves a shot in the majors.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully he makes the most of the time while he's here. I know there still hasn't been bad has more come out about Kike Hernandez. So it sounds like it's just going to be those 15 days on the IL, which is great news. We don't want him to miss any time. Hopefully we still see more of Refschneider at the end of the day, because he's just been a lot of fun to watch. And he's clearly enjoying every minute, which makes it a little more fun. And someone who obviously has a lot of fun on the mound, not having a lot of fun now because he's not pitching, but is Chris Sale. And he's finally starting to throw again. He did have a medical setback that was not related to COVID. that was more of a personal thing a few months back that shut him down, I think for about a week or two, and has adjusted his timeline just a little bit. It hasn't set him back too much. And he spoke to reporters on Tuesday and he opened up a little bit about what that setback was. And he said he just had to take a week and a half off, had some stuff come up, given some family history stuff. I had to check off some boxes for some scary things. Luckily, it all came back in the clear, but I had something come up. And like I said, I had some family history things that happened with my grandfathers and things like that, that I just had to take care of. I have three sons. I have a family. I'm not going to die. We'll be all right. And that's good news. So I'm glad that no matter what he got tested for, no matter what was done in those 10 days, that everything came back clear. That's the most important thing. And like he said, he's got a family to take care of and you want to be present for your family. And that's the most important thing. So thankfully everything is okay with that. And he will throw a live batting practice at Fenway Park on Thursday. And if that goes well, he could be on his way to a rehab assignment, whether that's Portland or Worcester, we don't know yet. Obviously depends on how he feels after his live BP on Thursday. But A, happy that everything is A-okay with Chris Sale and everything is, like he said, came back in the clear. And B, happy to see him face live hitters at Fenway. And just to know he's around the team, that's got to give the team a little bit of a boost.
Definitely. Especially with the amount that he could bring this rotation, if he comes back healthy and if he comes back efficient, you know, don't have super duper high hopes on what type of version of Chris Sale that we're going to see from what we saw last season. But I think it's a really good stepping stone for him to be back at Fenway, back with the guys. And I think that'll bring a little bit more buzz around the team. They have great buzz right now. They have great swagger. Everybody's having fun. And so this might bring a little bit more of excitement a little bit before the All-Star break for him to come back very soon. But I'm excited to see how he does in his rehab assignments. I'm excited to see how his rehab continues. I'm just curious to hear what's next for James Paxton as well, because we kind of heard that they were on a similar track together of coming back at the similar time. So, you know, we heard, you know, I think it was around a few weeks, a month back that he had a setback as well. So I'm curious to hear on his as well, but it's definitely nice to hear this news after we had some tough news with Eovaldi and Whitlock just a few days ago.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that we talked about themes of episodes and how we talked about taking the good with the bad and how we just kind of need to do that with Red Sox losses, with Red Sox wins, and now with these injuries, because even though we talked about Chris Sale potentially going into the bullpen and he said, I'll go wherever they want me to go. If Eovaldi and Whitlock, if either one of them really are out longer than the 15 expected days, maybe they have to put Chris Sale in that rotation, even if it's in like a sort of 3-4 inning role. So you're not just putting him out there, even though he would do this and be like, pitch us, go give us 7 innings. He would 100% do it, but that should not happen at all.
He's all about it for the team. And that's what I love about him. All about trying to help the Red Sox win games. But, you know, I think the Red Sox have to go about his rehab exactly how they went about with Tommy John surgery. You know, for myself, like just last year, just looking at it from Twitter and just getting updates and everything like that, I felt like that they were kind of lengthening it for no reason. But, you know, it really shows, you know, how much not only Tommy John surgery, but also the injury that he had this past season, that you got to make sure that everything's all good and that you're coming back 100%. And, you know, the last thing that I would want the Sox to do is bring him back and then have something potentially come up later down the line, because the Red Sox need him for this playoff run. And the second half is going to be huge. You know, we saw what happened with this team last season, and doesn't really matter how well you do. Well, it does, but it doesn't matter as much how you do during the first half. The second half is what really matters.
Yeah, 100%. And stress fractures are tricky enough as it is. And then you get one in your ribs even when you break ribs, there's really not much that doctors can do. You just kind of got to hold a pillow to your chest and just hope for the best. And so to see him come back and look, he looks good from what I've seen. And hopefully that translates into game action, live BP, and he can just continue to build. Stress fractures, unfortunately, are a little tricky. So sometimes timelines can get skewed and be a little bit longer. But what's not tricky is Athletic Greens and AG1. This is a product I use every single day because I wanted more energy to start my day. I get up early, I work, and then I come home, watch the Red Sox game, and hop on here to talk Red Sox. So I need to make sure I have energy to go on throughout the day. So what is Athletic Greens and AG1? It's one scoop of AG1 in a cup of water. And with that cup of water, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. It's a special blend of ingredients that support your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging, all of those things. So like I said, I personally consume Athletic Greens because I wanted more energy to start my day and just kind of start my day right. I have my fiance taking it now. And like I blew Jake's mind the other day, he does not drink any sort of caffeine. So he uses this for his energy. I wish I could do that. I cannot. I drink this before I have my coffee. And it's also very lifestyle friendly. So if you are eating a keto diet, maybe paleo, you're vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free, Athletic Greens is a good fit for you. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, none of those chemicals or artificial anything, and it still tastes good. It also supports better sleep quality, recovery, and supports mental clarity. So right now it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every single day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. And to make it easy on you, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/MLB network. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/MLB network to take ownership over your health and pick up the daily ultimate nutritional insurance. This episode also is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all of your betting stats and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, news, and odds, including this year's basketball championship matchup. The Celtics are up against the wall. They have to win Thursday night if they want to force a game 7 against the Warriors. The Stanley Cup final between the Colorado Avalanche and the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Avalanche are trying to make sure the Tampa Bay Lightning do not three-peat. Bruins fans would be very happy if the Avalanche can take care of the Lightning, preferably in 4 games, but I don't think Bruins fans would be too picky. You can also check out odds for Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news from MMA and UFC to boxing. BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sporting wagering information, including live betting, esports, and more. Head to the website today to use your mobile device and learn more about the trends and the action. That's BetOnline, where the game starts. So as always, we're going to end this show on the Mental Health Minute. And Jake, I'm going to turn this over to you because you texted me after the Woo Sox game saying that you had this really cool moment about realizing what you want to do for the rest of your life. You posted a really cool video on Twitter. I retweeted it from the Locked On Red Sox account. So I know I'm putting you on the spot. And if you want to just kind of, you know, talk about that and just kind of like that aha moment, because I love when people find this moment and are able to just kind of live in it really quick.
So, I had a little bit of a moment when I was at the Woo Sox game tonight. And, you know, there's so many times where, you know, we go through every single day, not really taking a step back to fully realize, you know, how lucky we are and to be grateful for the opportunities that are in our lives. And, you know, I love doing this podcast. I love all the support that we receive each and every single day from our amazing listeners. And being able to have the opportunity to go to the Woo Sox, you know, interview future Red Sox players and just be able to talk about the team. I had a little bit of a moment of just the realization that I'm doing something that I've always dreamed of. And that if, you know, my younger self was able to see what I was doing, that they'd be very proud. And, you know, even, you know, with the unknown in life and, you know, I was dealing with a lot of unknown last year of, you know, graduating college, having no clue what I wanted to do. And, you know, I'm very grateful for where I am right now. And I think that it's so important to take those steps back and and be proud of yourself, because it's always, especially in this social media world of go, go, go all the time. And especially with work, you're not really able to fully take the time to realize how far you've come in a short amount of time. And it really is crazy to see the growth. And so whatever you do for work or whatever you enjoy doing for a hobby or you're passionate about, just take a second real quick to look at, you know, whatever you did like a year ago, 5 months ago, 3 months ago, even a week ago. You're learning each and every single day. You're getting better each and every single day. And at the end of the day, if you put your mind to it, you're going to make it a reality. Because, you know, I started in college a Red Sox podcast called Bo Sox Talk just because I wanted to talk about my favorite team and I wanted some way to gain experience in the industry. Never would have imagined that I'd be in the place where I am right now.
It's been a lot of fun to see your growth. Jake and I have been connected on social media for probably 2 years or so, or a year and a half, who knows, whenever you got Twitter. I know you haven't been on Twitter super long. You're kind of new to, not new, but like I've had Twitter. A little bit
new to the Twitterverse.
I've had Twitter for like 12 years, 13 years now, something like that. But it's been really awesome to see your growth. And I think, like you said, it's very important to step back and just kind of take it all in. As busy as my, let's see, like March to June can get in my job, there's still times when I'll leave TD Garden at, you know, 1:30, 2 in the morning, and maybe the Bruins lost. But at the end of the day, I get to shut my laptop and look over and just see the ice there. And I'm like, I'm really living out my dream. I don't care that the Bruins just got smoked on home ice in a playoff game. I'm living out my dream. Yes, I'm tired, but I love what I do. And it's just something that makes you step back and just be like, I'm on the right path.
1,000%. And you know, it's so easy to get in your head, put yourself down, compare yourself to other people. But at the end of the day, if you're doing what you love and, you know, you believe in yourself enough to want to get to a certain point, you're going to get there. It might not be exactly the timeline that you expected, or you might have to go through some twists and turns to be able to get there. But all those experiences are going to happen for a reason. And, you know, it's I've been reflecting on, you know, my year since graduating college and the amount of experiences that I've gone through, whether it's highs or lows. I've always come back so much stronger and, I've learned so much, from the lows.
Yeah. Everyone's journey is different. Like I know it's, especially in the day and age of social media, it's so easy to compare your journey to someone else's. I graduated from college when I was 25 years old, from undergrad when I was 25 years old. I accepted my first full-time entry-level job in my desired field in the sports writing world at 28 years old. So everyone, I just blogged. I blogged my way through my 20s and I blogged my way with Boston blogs that gave me access. I was able to be credentialed and cover this team professionally, professionally. And now I get to do it even more professionally with Nesson. So everyone's journey is different. I know it's easy to compare, but no matter where you're at right now, you are on the right path. Thank you for making Locked On Red Sox your first listen of every single day. We are so excited to come back Thursday. I have no idea what day it is anymore. On Thursday, to hopefully recap another win, see who this mystery Red Sox starter will be on Wednesday. Follow Locked On Red Sox on Twitter at @LO_Red Sox, Jake at Jake Iggy, me, la Lauren, 3 Laws, Lauren with 4 R's, and rate, review, and subscribe to Locked On Red Sox right here on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast is where you can find us. Check out all the other Locked On shows as well, Locked On Prospects, Locked On Yankees, Locked On A's. Everyone does such a great job here. We're so pumped to bring you baseball content Monday through Friday, win or lose, we're still here. And now that you've made Locked On Red Sox your first listen, head on over to Locked On MLB to make it your second listen. Friend of the pod, friend of mine, Paul Francis Sullivan, just call him Sully, will give you his unique perspective of major leagues, both past and present. He's been a baseball fan for a long time, so he's got a lot of insight to share. It's free and available wherever you get your podcast. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. As always, let's go Red Sox.